Okay, Torah Shmos, we started last Friday, so we're on the Memtes, second column, third paragraph. Okay, the Alter Rebbe started the Maamar, ask you what's the differences between Parshat Vayigash when he counted and the Parshat Shmos when he counted a few different, Eis Yaakov, and they're called Bnei Yisrael, if they're Lechera, why are they called Bnei Yisrael? If Yisrael is one of them, it should say Bnei Yaakov, if anything. So he says that then in the floor, it's just like the minute the Mashiach, the Golus now and Geula is similar to the Golus Mitzrayim and the Geula of Mitzrayim. And just like Golus Mitzrayim, like you said, the hard labor was to prepare the Jews and refine them and purify them to get the Nigla de Torah, the revealed parts of Torah. So the Golus now is to refine the Jews to be able to come to Pnimius HaTorah, the Torah of Mashiach. And he's explaining that just like they had over there Kavo Chaymer and Chaymer Bilvenim, like the Gemara de Medrash says, it refers to Torah, Kavo Chaymer, and Liban Hilchus, refining the Halachas, and so on. The V'chol Aveda Basoda. So therefore, he says, this is what we need to do now in a spiritual sense to get ready for Mashiach. So now the Rebbe starts explaining that the purpose of the neshama, thank you, the purpose of the neshama coming down into the world, he says, is to reach a higher level in Gan Eden. The question is, though, how is it possible for a neshama, which is limited, to receive infinite revelation of Hashem of Gan Eden? Because it's an infinite revelation of Hashem. So he starts explaining that Avraham Avinu chose Golos instead of Gehenim. And Gehenim is to cleanse the neshama to come into Gan Eden, because the neshama gets impurified when it comes into the world. And same thing is Golus is to purify the neshama to be able to get Gan Eden or Mashiach or whatever it is. So he says, and lastly, what we're up to now, L'cha'era, a neshama is a limited creature, so how is it possible for it to get this infinite revelation of Hashem? So he explains that's the level of Torah. Torah is the keli to allow the neshama to get to reach Gan Eden. Okay, so that's what up to now. Memtes, second paragraph, third paragraph, middle of the page, second column, middle of the page. Vizesh HaMerazal, this is what the Medrash says. And the Pasuk, Shishim Hema Malchus, that there are 60 kings, so to speak, it refers to El Shmeinim, Shishim Mesechtes. These refer to the 60 tractates of Gemara, Ushmein and Pilakshim. And the 80 concubines, which are basically, like, they're married, they're not married, but they're outside of the marriage. Ela braises, those refer to the braises. Alam is Saint Mizbor, and the infinite, Alam is young maidens, that refers to halachas, okay? So the Mishnah, the Chazal, liken like this. Kings are mesechtes, concubines are the braises, the young maidens is the infinite amount of halachas. Vine dim, you know, Marshal Mishnah is the Malchus. The similarity between the comparison of Mishnayos, like it says, the 60 kings refers to the 60 tractates of Mishnah. Kamai Medazalik Demar says, Masnisa Malchusi, a braisa or a Mishnah is a melech, a pi, my Medazal. Based, how is Tata called the Malchus? So he said, based on what Chazal say, Isha, the Gemara Nida says, what parts of the baby come from the mother, what parts come from the father? So it says that Isha Mazras Edom, the woman gives birth to the red Shemimenu Basad that the meat comes from. Nimtza, She'ikar Azra Savalat, the primary birth of the child comes from Tipis Nuga, from the mother. The primary, you know, the whole baby basically comes from the mother. Like it says, Isha Ki Sazria. So then what's the purpose of the male? Who needs the male? Just the female creates the baby. To refine the seed of the female. From the best of the seed, of the woman's seed. In other words, the husband, his role is to refine his seed, is to refine the seed of the mother, that the good part of it comes to be the baby. And winnowing the grain in the level of Biruyim. Okay, skip like six lines of the parentheses.
How does a man could refine a woman's seed?
That's the process, according to when the seed goes into the woman and meets with the egg, so he refines the egg, that only the best of it, so to speak, comes out. Listen, the woman has the ability to give birth, but without the male seed, she ain't doing nothing. She can't give birth. So that means this ability that the woman has to create a baby, because she's the one that carries the baby, is through the male. Okay.
It's really the same thing when you plant the seed in the ground.
Yeah, the kach, and it's true. The kach, that's why it's called isha kisazriya. It's actually planting a seed in the ground. The kach, in mishnayis, same bechinas bidurim. They're the same thing. Mishnayis, so he says, mishnayis are called kings, because what is the king is the male. It's to refine things and clarify it. So the same thing, Mishnayis and Mechinas Berurim. Mishnayis to refine, meaning what's allowed, what's not allowed, what you should do, what you can't do. Bechachm is Berur to say, Tamei Vitar, whether it's impure or pure. Asir Mutar, and again, Birish Mutar, what does Mutar mean? It doesn't only mean permissible. What does the word Mutar mean? Sheina Asir Vekashu Bideach, it's saying, it's not Motar, we learn many times, and Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya, Asur means forbidden, but Asur actually means imprisoned. Motar means permissible, but Motar, we say in Davening, Matir Asurim. Matir is untying. So Motar means it's not tied, meaning the Kedusha that's in the object is not bound to the evil, and therefore, because it's kosher, and therefore when you eat it with the bracha and so on, you elevate it. And it's able to be elevated into Kedusha, ki Adam hu ha-nefesh. And he says, from every food that you eat, nepach l'dam, it becomes blood. Right? The food becomes dam u'basa. Ki t'lash l'itun inun. There's three primary or limbs in the person, kavda liba v'mecha, the liver, the heart, and the mind. These are the main three organs of the body that keeps a person alive. What do all these functions do? The heart, the liver, the liver is a filtering process. The heart is a pumping process. And therefore, what does it do? It takes the food that we eat and generates it in the right way. There should become blood. And then, with the power of the food that he eats, he's able to daven and learn. And he says, the treif of food, if you eat forbidden food, even if you eat chazer, and then you go and learn and daven from the blood that you got from the chazer, he says, it's not elevated to Hashem. Because it's so bound to evil, no matter what you do with it, you're not going to elevate it. That is called refining food, meaning knowing what's allowed to be eaten and how to eat it. And the same thing you have in clothing. The same thing in garments. This garment is wool and linen together. You can't wear it. You can't elevate it. Can't help you in serving Hashem. Other things you could. And the same thing with houses. You know, what's allowed, what's not allowed, having mezuzahs, whatever. This bearded of all this is Ayidei Bechinas, Chochma, Bechinas Mishnayas. It's all through the level of Chochma, which is Mishnah. And again, Mishnah is also short and sweet. The Gemara elaborates on the Mishnah. But Mishnah itself is a few lines, basically. You know, each Mishnah. So that is like Chochmah. It's like the spark. It's not in the Bina. It's more of the Gemara elaborating on it, explaining it. But now the question is like this. Okay, you have the level of Teira, which is Chochmah, that refines what's allowed, what's not allowed. Okay? How do you bring that down into the world? Who brings down that level of Torah into the world? So he says, in order, which normally Hashem has Chochmah, not on our level of Chochmah, it's an infinite level of Chochmah, is Ayidei Tanoim Bali HaMishnah, through the era of the Tanoim that wrote the Mishnah. I mean, they're the ones that brought that down into a piece of paper that says what the halacha is. They're the ones that bring it down into a practical level. Because Hashem's Chochmah itself is infinite. So the greatness of the Tanoim, they were able to take this thing that they saw up there and bring it down into the practical level. What?
Did Moshe Rabbeinu first do that, or he just regurgitated what Hashem said?
No, Moshe Rabbeinu did that, but it was all oral. It was not elaborated on. Moshe Rabbeinu was told generalizations. All the details of the Mishnah, the Gemara, or even modern halacha today. Hashem didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu about cars and electricity and all that. He told him guidelines, general guidelines. Then it was brought down even more through...
Abstract.
Huh?
It was given as abstract.
Generalizations.
Yeah, things that
yeah, but if electricity is fire, and Moshe Rabbeinu was told you can't have fire on Shabbos, so then you know electricity can't do. I mean, cars, I mean. Okay, Moshe Kotzil, Velekut Sapasik says, Vaisonim, the strong ones, Isonim has the same letters as Dur Tanoim, but Isonim means the strong ones, Meis the Odets. I think he says, Isonim, Meisius Tanoim. Eisonim are the letters Tanoim, Shema Mayas, the Mesa Eretz. They are the ones, the Pasuk says, the strong ones that founded the earth, which refers to the Tanoim of the Mishnah that founded the earth, meaning they level Torah Shabal Peh. They brought down the oral Torah into a practical level. Ukamesha calls the Maskulates and Shemam Shichim, Bechinis Maskil. That they bring down the level of maskil, meaning the source of chokhmah, which is infinite. Uksiv maskil al dav lachein nikru malchus. Therefore, they're called the queens. In other words, part of Torah is called melech, part of the Gemara is called malchus, meaning queen. Sheyichod amelech ima, that the king is uniting with the kala, with the wife, the queen, who tamed viyuchod zam shachus mad. That's the bringing down of Mayim Tchudim, of the masculine, meaning the revelation from above, of Chachmila, Levara, Mandaban. In simple English, the unity of male and female down here, king and queen, is the same level of the unity of Zoh and Malchus. Zoh is the masculine and Malchus is the feminine, right? Chachma is the masculine, Bina is the feminine. So what happens when there's a yichud between Chachma and Bina? So then you create children, male and female, Chochmah and Bina. So then you create children. What are the children? The seven Midas. Then when you have a unity between the six fetus, which are masculine, and Malchus, which is feminine, which is called what we say in Davening, L'Shem Yichud, Kutche Brichu, Shchintei. Kutche Brichu is Zoh, and Shchina is Malchus. So then you create greater revelations into the world. So that's what the Tanoim of the Mishnah did. They united the various different levels of godliness to bring down the level of Torah down here. And therefore, they saw it like the way it was. I mentioned in the past, there's a story, Altreba once came somewhere and he saw somebody learning the Rosh, which is a Rishon in back of the Gemara, Rabbeinu Asher. And the guy was learning the Rosh, you know, the way the Rosh explains the Gemara. So Altreba said to him, why did the Rosh learn it this way? Why didn't he learn it a different way? So the Altareb explained to him why he didn't learn it that way, he learned it this way. Then the Altareb refuted what he said. Then he refuted the refuting it, and it went on 10 times or so, until finally the Altareb showed him why the Rosh has to learn exactly what he learned, the way he learned it. And then the Altareb said to him, don't think when the Rosh learned Torah that all this went through his mind. These tzaddikim saw it right the first way. And then because of their greatness, when they learned it right the first way. They didn't have to go all through these things. Tanoim and Amiroim saw the way the halachas needed to be brought down. And that was their greatness. The greatness was they were able to see the way those things were brought down. Now, you can have things brought down in a way of chesed, and you can have things brought down in a way of gevurah. Therefore, the Arizal writes, and Alter Rebbe brings it down in Tanya, that Beis Hillel's neshamis were from chesed, so therefore, basically, Beis Hillel was lenient. Beis Shammai's neshamis came from gevurah, so they were stricter. We find the whole parak of Mishnayos that says where Beis Hillel was strict and Beis Shammai was mekel, because in Kedusha, chesed has gevurah and gevurah has chesed, so therefore, even though primarily Beis Hillel is chesed, so therefore they paskin lenient. Beis Shammai is primarily gevurah, but therefore they paskin gevurah. So Chassidus asks, but lei b'shamayim he? You can't paskin based on your neshama. It says because Beis Hillel's neshamas came from chesed, they ruled leniently. But that means you're paskining in heaven, you need to paskin down here. So Chassidus explains, no. Beis Hillel understood in Seichel that it has to be lenient. Why was he drawn to that way of thinking? Because he could think both ways. He was drawn to that way because his neshamas came from chesed, therefore he was drawn intellectually to think a certain way, but his Seichel understood this is the way it needs to be. So these Tanoim, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, brought down this infinite Chochmah of Hashem, which is they brought it down into the world to say, Tamei, Tahar, Kosher, Treif, yes, no, whatever the argument would be. And because there's two ways of bringing down every aspect, you can look at things favorably, you can think things stricter. So then, based on that, that's how you rule. And that's what Taylor did.
Last line you read it was talking
about
ban of ban. Why ban specifically, not the other names?
Huh?
Or sag?
Because the biru is ma and ban. Ma is male and ban is also female.
Ma and ban are female. Sag and ab are male.
No. Ma is female.
Bond.
It's female. But here he's saying to refine the man of ban. Not the ma of ban, the mayim nukvim of ban. Behind on it, how is that? Aidei tanoim chachmi mishnah. Let's page. Through the chachamim of the mishnah, ki tanoim asius asam. Shemekablim mechinas chachma. They are the letters that get from chachma. Al derech Meisha kibul Torah mi Sinai, just like the Meisha received Torah from Sinai. Ad mevim esarul anshi knesses hagdelo. So therefore, they kablusam mi Meisha, which is the level of chachma. And therefore, he says like this: ikir piski aloch shem lahoya api achras sichlam. Therefore, the anshi knesses hagdelo, because they're the level of bittul and everything, they're paskening was not based on what they understood, but the way it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Rak Mashi Kiblu Ish Mipich Ad Moshe. And he says, the commandment, as like Gemara says in Sukkah by Rabbi Eliezer, Yud Beis Amalehem Shemaiti. About 12 halachas, he said, I heard from my rabbis, meaning tradition. And Yud Ches Amalei Shemaiti. About 18 halachas, he said, I didn't hear. And if I didn't hear, I don't know. Because they weigh paskin halachas based on what Moshe Rabbeinu received at Har Sinai. V'chein akavi b'malalol, akavi b'malalol, the Gemara says, we learned this in Pirkei Avos. Anyway, akavi b'malalol, the Mishnah says, there was nobody as great as him in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Akavi b'malalol was offered the job to become the Nasi of the Bnei Yisrael, on the condition he retracts a few halachas that he paskined. Okay? So he said, I'd rather be, well, he made a harsh expression, I'd rather be dead, so to speak, than change my mind. So, and he refused, and they didn't appoint him Nasi because of that. So on his deathbed, Kavi ben Malalo said to his son a few things. First of all, his son said to him, Ta, put in a good word for me with your friends. And Kavi ben Malalo said to him, I will not do that. Your actions will make you good. Your actions will make you bad. You want a relationship with the Chachamim? Be good. That's what he told him. And then Kavi ben Malalo said like this. And this is what Alter Rebbe is bringing here. Kavi ben Malalo said to his son, the reason why I ruled like I ruled, even though it's contrary to all the Chachamim, because I heard it from the majority opinion. So therefore, I ruled like the... But you, I'm a minority opinion now in this. So you have to rule like everybody else, not like me. Because now you heard it from the minority. You can't possibly like the minority. So it's all basically on Kabbalah, what they were Mekabel Ish Mepriish. And therefore, the Gemara many times says that this is what was done. This is the way they behave, even though Halacha might not make sense, but nevertheless, this is tradition. So he says the Tanoim basically passed not on their understanding, but so much on tradition. Why? Because they were Fisha Mechina Sayin or Bittul, Mamish. Because the Tanoim were ultimate level of Bittul, Al Kenehir or Bemchemis Mesha. Which is built to miti v'nachnu mod min amayim mishisiu. So therefore, it says Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was the ultimate level bittul that kibul Torah Sinai. So because the chachamim were also the level of bittul to Moshe Rabbeinu's teaching, not what they understood, but the way it was. So therefore, it happened. Okay, it is the case. Speaking about the king and queen of Misha Breiser. Okay, it is the Kaili for the Shaman Gan Eden.